What happens when your inner knowing points you in a certain direction, but other people don't get it, or you can't find proof? On today's Own Your Intuition show, I'll be speaking to the heart of this, all in the hopes that you too can avoid the snags that cost you when you ignore your intuition.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Hello, welcome. Often I like to start out by telling you about more free content I have. Did you know, for example, that I have a free download that will help you understand if it is your intuition speaking to you? I'll put a link for this in the show notes. Today we are talking about what happens when your intuition points you in a direction or gives you information and other people don't get it, or you don't have proof. Per usual, I'm going to tell you a story. Once I had a friend who started dating a woman. I liked this woman. I mean, I had fun in her presence. She seemed fun-loving and goofy, qualities I appreciate. Even so, from the very first evening I spent time in her company, I had a very distinct inner feeling that equated to this. I would trust her as far as I could throw her. I'm not a weightlifter, so you can pretty much imagine where this would lead me, or her, as the case may be, approximately 6 to 12 inches away from me, and that's maybe being generous with myself. Not far, in any case, not far enough to carry something of true value to me. She did not feel dangerous. I just felt that something was off. There was an incongruency and a volatility I sensed in her presence, like what I was seeing and experiencing, this fun time that I was having, was only one version of her. I could feel it. It honestly wasn't really a big deal for me. I didn't even feel the need to warn my friend, who I could clearly see was on his own mission of discovery and enjoyment. He and this woman were enjoying themselves immensely at the time, and that seemed right for them at the time too. Once though, during this time period, it did come up in conversation with my husband. I told him what I sensed about this woman, that I just didn't trust her. He was baffled by my read on the situation. He could not understand why I felt this. I just shrugged. I honestly didn't care if anyone else got it or believed me. I've spent years and years listening to my own intuition. I know its voice. I know I can trust it. I also couldn't explain it either, meaning I couldn't give a single concrete example that would demonstrate why or how I felt this way. I just knew it. So I didn't bother trying to explain it. I didn't really care if anyone else got it. The message was clear to me and for me. Fast forward a few months when my friend came to tell me about the sort of crazy behavior that his girlfriend was now exhibiting. She was having these mildly unstable, sort of strange personality quirks that he was having a really hard time understanding. He had even gone so far as to reach out to others in her life, previous partners and friends, to try to comprehend it. They had suggested that this was how she frequently was and that she may have some mental illness. It was unclear. When my friend told me, he didn't have to explain much. I got it. It was the same thing I had originally felt in this woman's presence the first night I spent time with her. Mostly that something about the outer that I was seeing and experiencing didn't fully match her inner. Why am I telling you all of this? Because I have noticed that all too often, people feel they need permission to follow their own intuitive impulses or to see them as valid information to be heeded and acted upon when necessary, especially if there is no immediate proof. Here is the other tricky thing, another common snag. What I've noticed is that instead of following their inner knowing or heeding its advice, people often look for others to validate it. And frequently, it doesn't work. I get it. I did this once too. In fact, it's the story that set me on the path I am today of following my intuition unwaveringly. And I tell that story in episode 3 of the Own Your Intuition show, if you want to hear it. So let me tell you something very important. Looking for outside confirmation of an inner knowing is just not an equation that always adds up. In fact, you might not be able to get confirmation for something you know, like the situation I'm telling you about. When I had that inner knowing of something is off here about this woman, no one around me could even see or sense this. For me, in this situation, it didn't really matter anyway. I mean, the conclusion I came to after experiencing this was just that despite having a good time with this woman when I was with her, I wasn't going to call her up and build a deeper friendship with her. That's it. It was information for me at the time. You can probably guess that I always advise going with your inner knowing. I would also suggest that searching for confirmation outside of yourself may be a losing battle. In fact, searching for evidence that I could not find was the original thing that caused me to ignore my intuition the many years ago in the story I tell in episode 3, because I couldn't find outside proof for what my intuition was telling me. You may not be able to either. When your intuition gives you information, when you have insight or knowing about something, it is for you. Sometimes, eventually, you will find out why, but not always. So, let me be the encouragement in your ear that says, your inner knowing is reason enough. It is okay if other people don't get it, or if sometimes you have a strong knowing with no proof. That's okay. Intuition is mysterious in some ways. It provides you with information that is beyond your five senses. That is its job. In this case, it was just telling me this woman is really fun and lovely, but I'm not going to pursue a deeper relationship with her, even though I'm having a really good time. It was just information for me. If you secretly wish that someone would tell you it's okay to follow your inner knowing or your intuitive senses, I've got a couple things to say. One, you do not need permission, but if it helps you in your process, I'll give it to you. I've lived for years and years using and following my intuitive impulses, and I can tell you that it is safe to do so. And furthermore, it leads to all kinds of goodness. And many of these stories are ones that I tell on this show. So peruse previous episodes if you want more stories about that in my life and in my students' and clients' lives who I've had on the show. Number two, it doesn't matter whether other people can recognize your inner knowing or not. As I said, it's for you. In the story I'm telling in this episode, as I already said, that was just information for me to understand how to move forward. And then months later, it gave me a sympathetic and understanding ear when my friend came to me with his conclusion. I could totally understand. I felt compassion for everybody. Number three, let your own experience guide you. Like my example, what follows will very likely shed light upon the knowing you receive. Following through on your intuitive impulses, paying attention to them, acting on them when necessary, will give you the information you need to know about what you perceive. It's worth noting that it may take time for that information to be revealed, like it did for me in this story, and that even if your intuition tells you things that can't be proven, that's okay too. Your inner wisdom is meant to be the internal guidance that helps you shape your life into the best that it can be. You won't always be able to get confirmation from outside. But following your inner knowing will usually result in your understanding of why, sooner or later. Number four, my final point for today. Your wise self is worth trusting. Who cares if no one else gets it or knows why? That information is for you. I'm giving you encouragement and I'm cheering you on. But when it comes to following and trusting your inner knowing, you are the only permission that matters. You've got this. I have been teaching others the tools that will help them access their inner knowing for years. I don't teach people to have inner knowing. They already do. So do you. Following yours will lead you to trusting it. This is Aimee Cartier. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Are you tired of doubting yourself? Are you ready for a whole host of tools at your beck and call? Are you ready to know 100% that you've got what it takes to not only hear your intuition, but also get the soul deep satisfaction that comes from following it? Then my Own Your Intuition course is the place to be. You can literally sign up today and start digging in with us. These are tools that will shine light on your pathway forward your whole life long. You can find out more and sign up at amecartier.com/ownyourintuition. See you next time.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.